Blog Talk Radio.
Mount Everest ain't got shit on me. Mount Everest ain't got shit on me. 'Cause I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world. Yeah. March Dubai ain't got shit on me. You can touch the sky, but you ain't got shit on me. 'Cause I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world.
And build it up again.
Tell 'em.
I burned it down twice just for the fun of it.
Tell 'em.
So much money I don't know what to do with it.
Tell 'em.
But don't pick up my phone, ain't knowing what the time.
Tell 'em.
I got me one gun and an alibi.
Tell 'em.
So much love that the whole thing feel like a lie.
I don't need nobody.
on this road, and I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
Man, you're worth that sacrifice. Yeah. that my mom used to warn me about. Man, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big trouble. If this is the kind of love that the old folks used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big trouble. I need y'all to do me a favor. Someone please call 911.
Pick up the phone, y'all.
Tell them I just been shot down in the bullet in my heart.
I wasn't scared enough till I met you.
And if sun comes, shall we not greet him? Shall we not dread him? Shall we not fear him? After so lengthy a session with shade, though we have wept for him, though we have prayed all through the night years, what if we wake one shimmering morning to hear the fierce hammering of his firm knuckles hard on the door? Shall we not shudder? Shall we not flee into the shelter, the dark, thick shelter of the familiar? Propitious haze, sweet is it to sleep in the coolness of a snug awareness. The dark hangs heavily over the eyes. That poem was Truth by the legendary Gwendolyn Brooks. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gents, tonight, we want to know how your pen is living. How are you saturating yourself in opportunities to grow your art? Are you hiding behind that pen? Express yourself so that you can correct yourself, I say. But we'd love to hear your pen's perspective tonight. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwina, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you?
What's good? What's good? I'm in the building tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, lightning force tonight. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling, Queen? What's good?
I am doing amazing. I am looking forward to tomorrow morning. The moon is giving me a lot of excitement right now, but I'm in the zone doing a little studying and enjoying the night. Can't wait to hear the poets and hear what they have to say on the subject.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what? To tell you the truth, that moon energy is already in the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Because when I left work earlier, I saw that moon. I took a picture of it.
Oh,
and I'm like, yo,
yes.
I'm on one. You know what I'm saying? I'm out there in a galactic type shit. You know what I mean? Like, yo, we good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I know these poets are going to bring it tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because they feeling it. This is a blood moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I say that on some positive, not negative. You know what I'm saying? It's the blood moon. Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The moon is in Taurus right now. So, hey.
Yeah.
We good out. As we say in the hood, we good out here in these streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. I've been checking it out. It's definitely been captivating my attention, and I'm learning to harness that energy. I got to reach out to La Perla Negra, and I also have to reach out to, our benevolent benefactor, Raw Links. I know we were talking earlier about getting some stones, and I'm like, listen, I can get more stones from the plug. You know, because, you know, tonight's show is brought to us by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And shouts out to Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. That baby, baby. Shouts out Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this magic possible. And I also want to let you know, if you're listening online and you'd like to join us, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. We would love to hear you. Make sure you hit that one so you can be heard. Yes, okay. So the Beaver Blood Moon. You know what? I have something interesting. Well, I find it interesting that I've been reading.
What you been reading,
saying, like, the original.
Talk to me.
Oh, don't start with me. You know I go into rabbit holes, but the original meaning of lunatic was something to do with mental illness that depended on the phases of the moon. Did you know that? So when they call somebody a lunatic,
but,
I'm like,
nah. Let me shape shift you about that. Nobody's a lunatic. You got to figure what our body is mostly made of. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Water. So people, places, and things. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. The instability of the mental. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody, that's why it's all about staying balanced and grounded. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not balanced and you don't ground yourself on that, you're going to have an offset. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be offset.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say practice stillness. Sit yourself still for a minute. Put yourself still for a minute. Recalibrate, recharge your energy, and be within yourself as one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I love the full moon, whether it's a super moon, after moon, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You take that energy and go full forward, full force with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, hey, go out there and cop your crystals on that. And if you need some jewelry on deck, contact Mr. Raw Link, Larry Maddox.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Why be average when you can be raw? You know what I mean? I'm on deck.
For sure. Absolutely. I feel you. Okay. All right. I hope some of your energy rubs off on me in the form of that kickoff poem. I'm sure you got something lined up for us tonight. What do you have? You got something to share?
I got a little something. You know what I mean? Like, look.
Okay.
All right. This piece I titled Walking Tall. Anywhere, step in. Use my ink as a utensil. With a pen or pencil, get my thoughts off my mental. What the hell is stress but a moment from a dead clock? Ain't nothing to watch, no TikTok when a beat rock. Vibe on the verse as I surf through many frequencies. Yes, indeed, the God energy dispose of enemies. Protecting the legacy of King, Lord, I'm divine timer. My functionality worked even better if I had on blinders. Uniting with the best of them. Damn right, I mess with them. Roll with verses and vibes, east and west answering. Call of duty, obligation, committed no day off. Keep it close to heart, mind, and soul without a payoff. Weighing out options, disposing of these toxins. Verbal boxing in the arena, never really boxed in. Come off the rope, swinging, stinging like a scorpion. Archer with a deadly target aim, king is an offspring. And that's that piece.
Ooh, that was nice. That was nice.
Yeah,
I'm loving
thank
it.
You,
I'm loving
Queen.
It. Great
that.
Way to kick the show off. Great way to kick it off. Thank you very much. Oh man, so much to read into that. But tell me what that piece means to you.
What that piece means is I'll be on one. When I say I'll be on one, I'm everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Intergalactic. You know what I'm saying? Fifth dimensional thinking. Drop down to a fourth dimension and see where your ascension lay and be. Be still. Be as one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let the stress go to rest. You know what I mean?
Word. Okay, all right. I'm feeling that. I'm definitely feeling that line of thought. That's what's up. Definitely what's up.
And Queen, I know you got something in the royal chamber for us tonight. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go in a little bit of a different direction. I'm going to share a piece I'm working on right now. It's pretty new. I'm trying to write through a block under the full moon, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of the Epiphany family has been telling me to, like, get in touch with your feelings. Don't try to overlook them because that's where that block is coming from. You know, you're not being true to yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you have to release yourself. Don't let it
release
hold you
it.
Back.
That's what this
you know
is.
What I'm saying?
Okay.
Take it in.
All
take
right.
That full moon energy in.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right. So don't start. Give me the giggle fit. Okay. All right. All right, so this piece is doesn't have a title. Ready for it? Okay. Years, 6 kids, 2 months, 4 days. Survival is creative in a multitude of ways. You'll find a woman clinging to a multitude of things. A universe of conclusions on how life's supposed to be. But don't you pity me. See me. I be the stock of tall trees whose rings read story prose in a language I'm still learning. I be the stock of tall trees. We charge our broken branches to the storm. We are home. Solid. Strong. We be benders, backs bowed, never breaking. We be archways for future generations. We be taking our roots, trunks, branches, leaves, and seeds into consideration. We be constant as concrete. We ain't beat. We be the table, never the seat. We be prayed up. We be prostrate. We be hips bearing the weight of a rice-heavy plate in a generation's worth of trauma coded in our DNA. See, we be birthing a universe out of cursed circumstances and doing a dance with hard truths and second chances, breathing life into all we love. The way we breathe into those who refuse to love us feels a lot like fetishized necrophilia sometimes. We look into our own eyes in reflectionless mirrors. See, we learn young to love the hard way. So giving up feels like a waylay into the damnation of deserter. Strength and weakness blending, watercolor like blood and milk. Like heart disease from pleading, heart exploded into delicate pink matter. The sunken place feels better, biting down on scripture, and patient women ignore the blisters, condemn the sin, but never the sinner. The years go by fast when you learn to forgive them. You're only a victimizer if I'm a victim. Stick beside them, it's a tradition. 24 years, 6 kids, 2 months, 6 days. Survival is creative in a multitude of ways. Should a girl escape or love her fate, please, please don't pity me. And do not address me as no strong black woman. It rolls out of my throat like a mouthful of boulders addressed to my shoulders. And the older I get, the saying feels less a badge of honor and more like an excuse for neglect. Take this cape off of me, please. The responsibility of a strong black woman has taken me down to my knees. Please take this cape off of me. I welcome only the space to be soft, to be delicate, to be flagrantly vivid in how I'm living. And that's that piece so far.
All right, Queen, that's what's up. That is what's up. You know what I mean? And listen, this is what I'm going to say when I don't label yourself as a young or older black queen, you know what I'm saying, person that's strong and everything like that, you are who you are. Don't forget who you are. You know what I'm saying? You're a shining star in this universe, blowing into another galaxy that's dropping jewels and gems upon this universe. Don't forget who you are.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
Dope piece, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Take the cape off and show who you are. You're a superwoman. And don't forget,
right.
And look, don't you forget that shit. You know what I mean? Hey.
Yeah.
I'm a Superman with the glasses and without the glasses. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely,
hey.
You are.
That's right.
Thank
you know what I'm saying?
Do you. Yes, I'm loving it. Oh my gosh, I appreciate the love. Thank you so much, and thank you those in the back channel and in the chat who's showing love to the poets. We appreciate it. Keep the love going. We'd like to share it as the show continues. You know, give all of the poets some encouragement. I love you guys.
That's
you guys
right.
are so sweet. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, we love the love.
Man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yo, let's open
Absolutely.
Up these phone lines and we'll let these people in. We need to see what's going on. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
So, yeah. Let's rock, this, let's rock
right.
this mug out.
Let's do it. Let's do it. How's your pen living?
Mm-hmm.
We want to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First up to the mic, we have none other than Epiphany's own queen, the diva herself, La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Majesties, how y'all doing?
I love Perla Negra. You know, you get a royal announcement. You know what I mean? La Perla Negra.
I'll take that. You know,
what's going on tonight, baby?
Guess what? Mm-hmm. It don't matter when I press one, I always wind up being the first caller. I'm like, how do I do it? How am I doing it? Not that I mind. I'm like, because I ain't
pressed
one until like 10 minutes before the show started. I'm like, what? Wow.
You know what they say,
but
cream always rises to the
What's
top.
What's going on, Queen?
Cream always rises
to the top. That's right. It's all good. I want to speak on a couple of things that y'all was talking about. Like, first, Queen, I got to go back to your piece, okay? That part, what was that part that you said about, oh my God, because I'm stuck on the one part, take this cape off of me. You know what? We as women, period, not just being mothers and nurses and companions and lovers and friends and all of that stuff to whomever it is that we give ourselves to in life, we have to exude a strength. We have to, a particular kind of strength. But to be labeled as a strong black woman, it has this stigma attached to it that puts us in a position where they look at us like we don't need help. We can't talk.
Right.
We can do everything. You know what I mean? And we don't break down. We don't cry. We need help too. Stop labeling me as that. Yes, I have a certain strength that I have to do because I got shit to do. But
you know what I mean?
I still am a woman. Yes, right. I love that part. I love that part, man. It's not like a badge of honor that I wear. I have no choice but to be strong. I have to stand up because I brought forth life as well. So I have to have strength. You know what I mean? But it comes along with the mental and the spiritual as well. Girl, I love that piece. You got me going.
I feel you on that, Queen. You know what I'm saying? But what about us letting that stand tall? You know what I mean? And broad.
The point I'm trying to make is when they, because they have looked at us from the beginning of time, from the experimenting on us, you know, and not giving no anesthetics or anything, no pain relievers or protecting us from pain, that strong black woman thing is not always a positive mindset. It's not always a positive thing to attach to us, but it has become attached to us. Doctors still have that mindset. You know, the black woman is strong. She can take any kind of, you know, work that I got to do on her. You go to the gynecologist, they believe that a male doctor will be more gentle with the female than the female doctor will, especially if it's a black woman. She is not, you know what? This ain't the time or place for it, but I'm just saying. Okay.
I'm just messing with you. You know me.
It's all right, though. It's all right.
Y'all ain't going to jump me on the show. It's standing right up. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like,
Let me say one more thing. I will always bow to my black king, always honor you and always uplift you. So I don't leave or y'all out or jump on you. Trust me. Okay.
I know. And I'm going to say on that note, baby.
You going to bow? That's how you bow out gracefully.
There you go.
Bow before your divine majesty. You feel me?
There you go.
Yes. I totally feel that. And I think there is a place for that conversation. But, like, this is about something different. But, we do got to come together and just do another one of those shows honoring the black men because they definitely do too. We all out there struggling, but everybody's perspective deserves, you know what I'm saying, to be heard for sure.
Absolutely.
But La Perla Negra, I know you bought something that you would like for us to listen to tonight. I have it too.
I did. I did. I didn't really write anything, but I grabbed an older piece. But I think this,
okay.
this is, you know, I think it coincides with y'all.
I know we're going to love it. We're going to love it. All right, when you're ready, the mic is all yours. Yes.
Thank you. All right, I call this, I will never put my pen down. I will never put my pen down because my poems are never finished. Just pause. They're never finished because my poetry is me, and I'm still here. I will never put my pen down. I have layers upon layers to me, and as they are peeled back, I just find different ways to put continuous expressions of me on separate pieces of paper. I will never put my pen down. Even after all the years of watching them play pretend through distorted masks, plastic additives, and the now fillers, I still don't do societal makeup that you can just wash off and rinse down the sink. They're only labels, and labels aren't written in permanent ink. So I will never put my pen down. I'm like a book filled with many, many stories. Some are intriguing, and some will break your heart. Some will make you happy and brighten your day, and some will definitely provoke thought from you being disenchanted, peering into my life, wondering and questioning, how can this be? I will never put my pen down. Though I try to simplify the many aspects of my personality's behavior, for some, still, I remain a misunderstood entity. But one thing's for sure. I am guaranteed to be the page turner of an interesting read. I will never put my pen down. When the universe says my purpose in this life is fulfilled, that is when I will know that my poem is complete. But until then, my heart will pump ink, and I will never put my pen down. That's that piece.
Wow, that definitely.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Thank you. Like
yeah.
you live the poetry that you write, and it shows in every piece that you bring across. Because it's like, I can see how you envision the world, you know, and the way that you write your poetry is a part of your life, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And the way that you bring it to your poems is an amazing thing.
Thank
with
you.
So many lines
Thank
in that poem.
You.
I was just like, yes. She needs to be given a TED Talk. A TED Talk on self-love and self-acceptance. You need to be given one, Pro Negra.
Oh, thank you.
Always
thank
enjoy
you.
You when you come through on some lovely pieces on that. You know
thank you. I enjoy y'all too, and you know it. Y'all know I'm a fan.
We appreciate. We definitely
and we,
appreciate
and we
the
as
love.
Well, you know what I mean?
Indeed. Well, before we let you get out of here, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Okay. Let's start with alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry, some healthy conversation, and just some smooth sounds from my playlist. Alternating Monday nights with the guests right here, these hosts right here of King and Queen's Quarters. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. We have a second half of the show. It's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen. Y'all come on through because we're going to teach you how to tap into your creative side. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Now, y'all know how we do. I'm not going to give you a topic just yet because we're still playing with it. You know, we like to tease y'all. But I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the erotic love zone. And every other Friday night, I am co-host with Anonymity in Iron Sharpens Iron. That's an open mic right there, and you get a view, you know, point of view from a Royal Pen's perspective. Y'all come on by every night of the week. Epiphany got it on lock for y'all. Back to
That's
you.
That's right.
Good night, peace.
and don't forget, Epiphany is for the fans out there. You know what I'm saying? This poetry world, we got it on lock.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Hey, so thanks for coming through. You know what I'm saying? We always appreciate and love you. You know what I mean? Word out.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, that was La Perla Negra showing up and showing out as usual. Whew. King, before we continue on, how about we take a quick commercial break?
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get into it.
Intermission. All right. I'm going to place something new, and I hope you like it. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Don't know what's left. Don't know regrets. waste away and never get back.
Sundress on with her hair in a braid. Something special. Our connection's more physical. Level one, spiritual. And that's just how my heart is won. Just let my love fall, and love will fall on you. I feel like I got one that I can show mama.
You can
just count on that 12-inch
roof.
And we still be injured. But I don't know wrong for baby, just spread and receive my love.
I can spread a bit out if you want. I can take you places you wanna come.
I'm in the mood, I need your love. Come a little closer, baby. I'm gonna see me send pictures to my phone. Now I don't want you closer in her phone. Now we get nasty in my home. Comfortable and handy, and no problem. She's getting mad when I take too long. But I gotta. You know I'll be before, I don't have stage fright.
I keep you headed for me, for you in the morning. Breaking back's best, just how you want it.
Let me get off the phone, swerving lanes like a pro. Open door, nothing on, neighbors peep, give up a shot. Yeah, I'm nasty like that, just how you like it, don't hold back.
Baby, baby, ladies and
baby,
gentlemen,
baby.
Welcome back. Yes. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we want to know how your pen is living. And I'm ready to get back to it. Well, Perla Negra came through, really set the poets off with a bang, with that amazing piece. You ready to keep this party going?
Let's flow like the air we breathe. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Okay. It looks like next up on the mic we have none other than our beloved station manager, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. I am
What's
doing just
on?
How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, feeling good, feeling good, brother.
Good, good. Great show, man. Great show. I loved y'all's pieces. Ooh, and La Pearl and Negra. My gracious. Y'all just setting the bar high tonight.
Yes. Amazing night. Thank you so much. Honestly appreciate it. Oh, man. So how are you feeling tonight?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, you know. Great night for poetry. Mm-hmm. As for real, the poet Douglas would say, it's a great night for poetry. Hey, take your socks off. Shining up both sides.
Okay.
You know, so when you don't hear him that often, you gotta bring his spirit in some kind of way. But
I know what I feel like, bro.
You know what I mean, bro?
Okay. You do, and you do it so well. You do it so well.
I mean, I've had a good deal of time studying them. You know, you know how back in the day, your parents would be like, you know, you guilty by association. I'm guilty by association when it comes to for real poetry.
Got the swag in. Okay, all right, I feel you. All right, well, Poetic, tonight we want to know how your pen is living. Do you have a piece that can explain that to us tonight?
I do. I wrote something for the show, so I hope it fits okay.
Okay, all right. Well, we'd love to hear it. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. The piece is called Empty. I feel empty. There's a lifeless shell of me. Walking around and pretending to be healed from years of trauma with a beginning and an ending. Except the script that was written didn't come from my hands. And there are pieces of me scattered throughout this shell. Even as fragile as my ego is, I can just tell that I need to be filled with some kind of substance that will never flow out of me to purge me of this life existence. For I must breathe so I can believe that this shell of a man still has some type of purpose, even after all the pain, I suppose, that my healing factor has kicked in. And I'm so ready to begin, just so you can see how my pen is living. Oh, and the ink won't be as forgiving, all because you wanted to reach into my soul and destroy me. You tried to do it violently, tid me to bleed out from every aortic vein. It's too bad I was given grace and mercy to remain. Remain as one of the chosen scribes to ink out a life so you and others can bear witness to these amazing vibes. Don't you wish you loved me more? Too bad my pen is happier than you'll ever be. So what's in store is simply just magnificence, and I'm open to romance. Poem.
Need a moment to breathe on that one, brother. You always come with them dynamic pieces, man, especially when it's fresh ink. I'll be peeping at it when I'll be like, yo, it'll be right there in the atmosphere, man. You know, man, that's what you love and enjoy when you come through, man. That was a beautiful piece.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, man.
Well, yeah, man. Queen, are you still here? She's trying to catch her ear right now.
I am so sorry. I am steady running my mouth on the mute button. I'm taking blown away. I'm sorry. But what I was saying was, like, I love the way you take those pieces. See, that's something that I struggle with a lot, is like understanding how to like give away or like release your pain in poetry and then bring it back to an evolution. And I love the way you did that in this piece. It's like, yeah, I was mad about it. I'm hurt. I go through the stages of grieving this loss that happened. But, you know, I'm going to get angry. I'm going to get, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day,
yeah,
I'm going to heal from it, and I'm going to become a better person from it. And you acknowledge
Absolutely.
All of those different steps. I love that. I love that in this piece. It was. And it was reflected back to your pen.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You did your thing. You did your thing. You know how you do. You know how you do.
I mean, you know, I had. Yeah, y'all got these dope topics, man. Y'all making me write like this, man. I can't help it.
Absolutely. appreciate it. Well, definitely loving it. I'm loving it for sure. Before we let you get out of here, Poetic, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Tiffany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. This Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Mr. DSP, my brother, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, will be in the Get Down. Make sure y'all tune in. Every other Saturday, I will be at Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. Although, this past Saturday, we had Romantic Sensual Saturday. So if you missed it, make sure you come back. And, you know, next week, we'll see what we put out there. And then, of course, Sunday nights, The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, Alonzo, and occasionally I may pop up in there as well. So make sure you tune in. That's where I'll be. King and Queen, back to you.
All right. Busy. Station manager doing his thing. You can catch him on the show every night of the week.
Hold on, Queen. Mm-hmm. What? Brother, what you got going outside of Epiphany?
Oh, man. You know what? Thank you for reminding me, bro. I almost forgot. Listen, y'all. Right before this show, on Let's Talk Poetry Corner, the East Side Connection, make sure y'all tune in. YouTube, man, listen, if y'all missed Tree and Barbershop discussion we had this evening, you're going to want to tune in next week to see what we got in store. You're not going to want to miss it with yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, as a co-host. And with that dude right there, King Atterbury, as the host, make sure y'all come through and check us out. 7:30 Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Can't forget about that, for sure.
Fabulous beginning, man. Fabulous beginning. I appreciate
you, sir.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Well, Van Poetic, thank you so much for joining us tonight and sending us a beautiful piece. Definitely dope ink. We appreciate you for writing this, especially for the show.
Definitely.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. I'm going to take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
Baby.
One
love, one mic. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You hear that? Oh.
How do you do that?
I'm still learning to do that.
And you know, Queen, I just got to say, that brother right there, oh, man, everything was just so organic prior to us coming through on this show today. I mean, that barbershop talk, you know what I mean? That brother's A1. You know what I mean? A1.
I didn't catch it. What you guys talk about? Well, we got to check out the replay.
We got to check out the replay. We was right there with it. It was like Jay Money said, we right here.
I know that's right. Sounds amazing. I know you guys had an amazing time because Poetic got some crazy energy. I know he brought that to the show. And not to mention yours.
The energy was everywhere. You know what I mean? We was just like right there. You know what I mean? Like family on deck. You know what I mean? So y'all check that out. YouTube, Let's Talk Channel. You know what I mean? Poetry Corner. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We're going to go right into the next caller.
All right. It looks like next up on the mic, we have one of my favorite poets, the
Kirk,
to join us.
My uncle
Sincere, thank you, and welcome to the poetry.
He wants the conk. He wants his fish head. We can't get it today.
King and Queen's Quarters, are you there?
We can't. We're going to go get it.
Yo, what's good, yo?
That part.
What's up, Sincere?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Navy man. I know this one. Sir? Your daughter has your World War II plaque. We got it. Yes. Plaque. It's written down. You got it. Dad, it's a storm. There's no way you go swim in the storm, sir. I don't care how much the Navy trains you to swim.
Okay. I think he was a little bit busy. He was going to swing back around and get some of his privacy.
I was going to tell him, I swim in any storm. You know what I mean?
I think he was someone else.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's bring in the other caller, and we'll mirror him back. You know what I mean?
Okay. Absolutely. Sincere, if you can hear us, we're going to swing back around to you after the next caller. which happens to be our favorite Canadian poet, Lady A. Lady A, welcome to the King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, hi. All right, that's what's up. We just out here enjoying life, enjoying poetry, and we just getting right in. It's full moon energy, but nobody cares and whatnot because it's all about poetry tonight.
That's,
you know,
great.
What I mean?
I heard that the topic was the how does our pen work? Is that it? Let me see.
How is your pen living?
Yeah, I mean you could read that in a whole different kind of ways. I find that my pen works so many genres that I can write. There's so many things I write about, but I think for me too, a lot of it, my writing is very cathartic. It helps me deal with a lot of. And, you know, I think that's the best part of it. And the other part of it is I love to write about love. I believe in love. And I think that that's, there's so many beautiful words to describe love. And
yes,
that's kind of how I roll with it. And I love it. I love the written word. I love reading it. I love writing it. And yeah, works for
yes,
me.
Yes, indeed. I can tell. I'm a fan of your work, and I'm sure, even if it's not specific to how your pen is living, what state of mind are you in? What state of mind is your pen in? If it's in a place of love, we would love to hear a piece on love, if you have one
okay.
available.
That sounds all right. Great.
When
okay,
you're
I
ready.
Wrote this, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote this
I'm
piece just a couple of days ago, and I read it on, I think it was Fanshawe, and it's called Indian Summer.
All right.
Indian,
Mike, it's all yours.
Thanks. Indian Summer, warm breeze off the water, early sunsets fall into the sea, and we watch, just him and me. Fingers clasp, reach within like vines entwined therein. Love speaks music covering us, splashing potions on skin, infusing and penetrating, percolating, rendering helplessness, melting into each other. Our silence shouts the emotions stirred. Indian summer, warm breeze off the water. We are fluid. We move as one in sync, like sheaths of golden wheat sways in summer's wind. Love songs, sweet and tender created, graze our lips faded. No deeper love mated, no words articulated can tell the world we love, touch and breathe as one. Indian summer, warm breeze off the water. Tu es l'amour de ma vie, je t'adore, je t'aime pour l'éternité. And peace.
Oh. You know what? As you were reading, I'm like, it gives me it puts me in the mind of, like, you know, two lovers laying out on a beach somewhere off the coast of France. And then you closed it with a line in front. I'm like, oh, that was so beautiful. It just reminded me that when you said the early sunset falls into the sea, it just makes me imagine what a Paris sunset might look like after the Eiffel Tower. It just painted so much imagery for me. That was so beautiful.
Yeah,
that really was. It
Thank
was
you very much.
Beautiful. I have to say that I appreciate all of the facets of your pen, and I love when you bring your different pieces to us. So thank you so much for coming through, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I have to say you a compliment because I listen to you read your poetry, and I am utterly amazed at what you can do with the words that you choose, the cadence that you bring. The rhyming, the messages, and it's like a song all the time. Like it's, you have a power to your voice, as quiet as it is, and you have a power to the words that you speak, and I absolutely love your stuff. I really do.
Oh, thank you, Lady A. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. We surely
appreciate you coming through with your pieces, though. You know what I mean?
Word. We do, for sure. All right, Lady A, please stay tuned and listen to the rest of the show. If we have time, I'd love to hear another piece from you. But, you know, stand by and listen in for us, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for the compliment. I appreciate it. I do. It encourages me a lot. One love and one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A coming through with a beautiful imagery. I don't know. I saw Paris sunsets. I'm sorry. She gave me a perfect Paris sunset in that piece. That piece. It was really beautiful. Oh, man. So, King, you think
What's
we should
up?
Double back and give Sincere a chance? So you think we should give him a little more time? He seemed a little tied up.
You know what? Let's go into a song right now. And then we'll bring Sincere in.
Okay. All right, let's.
Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. If God be the source, then I am the plug talking. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. This my undisputed truth. Uh-huh. My life is like forbidden fruit. My bitch know better than I do. A woman's worth. I barely went to church. I'd rather fast with you than fuck it up. Fucking with skirts, cause I'm rational. A nigga still gon' be a nigga. Emoji heart, my family pictures. Two-stepping away from rappers. I don't trust that true intention. I'm not in the music business. I've been in the human business. Whole life been social distance. Hoes like when you not tripping. I ducked the party. Who said they saw me? Crown on by Molly. Wrist on your body. They gon' judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them hoes is sorry. They all get body. I'm blessed that you have an open heart. I'm blessed that you forgive. I'm blessed that you can learn from a loss. I'm blessed that you heal. I'm blessed one day that you attract somebody with your mind exact. A patient life. Flaws bless them twice, and they'll bless you back.
Keep me torn and I'm gonna walk. Rolling sevens, I ain't ready for no coffee. I know y'all love it when the drugs talking, but shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. If God be the source, then I am the plug talking. Yeah, baby.
About some shit you don't know. Oh, you know, for sure. I hate it here. Baby daddy's still on my phone. I hate it here. Asking if I've been on the pro. I hate it here. If you keep lurking on the low. If you a fan, let me know.
Remember how you used to learn? You used to phone up and you wouldn't say your name. You'd just say, hey, you. You know, I see you on my blank sheet before I write or form or record this situation, yo. My memories choke me and stay my pillow as my voice becomes hollow as I trace tear lines around the space that won't fill. Yo, I feel nothing but this way, and the emptiness stays, and it's cluttered with a silence that teases me. It leads me on like it's gonna say, like it's gonna say.
Hey,
hey,
you. Sorry that I had to be dreams cry when they're slain. I regain consciousness to blurry vision. I try to listen out for whispers of
who we be.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. King, are you enjoying tonight as much as I am?
I'm definitely on deck with everything on tonight, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, it was what it was, but we've been here before, and we are here right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. With that being said, How about we double back and see if Sincere is ready to take the mic?
Yeah, let's see.
Okay. Sincere,
peace and grace be with the
king
and queen. Peace and grace be with you.
Peace and blessings, brother. What's good, man? What's good out there?
Man, it's raining. It is what it do. I can't control it, but as far as everything else, it's in alignment to what the universe has for us all.
That's amazing to hear. Welcome, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
I love everybody's pieces, Van Metals, La Pearl. I love what you guys dropped. It's fabulous. So thanks for having this platform.
Thank you. Appreciate that, man.
Yes, indeed. So tonight we are talking about, we want to know how your pen was living. And you are, you know, a legend around these parts. I know you brought something wonderful for us to hear.
I'm about to drop it.
Yes, indeed. When you're ready. Ooh, okay. The mic is all yours.
I rise, you fall. Book of thoughts. In conclusion to contemplation, I rise, you fall. Law of karma. Between you and the will that I fight back. iTunes. Check the song. Shed so many tears. Ace corner, stone plucked, fire, water, earthquake, destructions. Man-made against the hand of God who gave us knowledge to make formation and match. Just to say I rise, you fall in retrospect. In rising, the moon sets, waves fall back, and the earth goes back to the organization of the original space and time. Just ask yourself, where was the discovery of those pyramids being found now? And if that's the case, I need to see a white mummy. So where was the water before they sank it? Don't bank on why, but the flood covered half the earth. We're finding now bones of giants being unearthed. That's not by choice either here or there. Paul and Hall, Mark and Wendy, doubles, hashtag Trump said enough to get us to vote for Hillary Clinton. Although this is a game, I'm about to write some real scripts about lips and lies off the sand of the beach formation. I rise, you fall. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
Oh, my gosh. The jewels that were.
Please, Debra. Dropping them while they're there. Right?
I'm humbled by that. I appreciate that.
Yes. Dissect every line there. I feel like there's a history lesson in every line that is tying back to today, and it's being unearthed, and I wish more people knew about that piece. Is that's a monster. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was amazing.
Yo, we
appreciate
it.
Hey, King, I'm humbled because I read your work. I got to keep on my pen line to make sure I can stay pins up.
You're all right, brother. I feel you, brother. I thank you for that. I'm a student of the game. That's all. Student of the game.
Yes, sir. We all are. We all are. Blessings to what you two are doing. And have a great, wonderful week. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sincere with the Knowledge Bomb. I don't think they was ready for that piece. I should have asked them to run it back because it came in rapid fire, the lines and the bars and the knowledge that was in there. Oh, that was bomb. That was really bomb. Thank you so much for coming through, Sincere. We appreciate you always. Oh.
Indeed. Wow. We have somebody special coming through tonight right now. You know what I'm saying? Samson. Mr. 9866, Mr. Samson.
Okay, absolutely. That's Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Samson on the mic tonight. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Paul, how are you tonight?
Right, thank you very much.
Hey, Paul,
how
what's
are
good,
you,
brother?
How are the Royal Highnesses this evening?
We feeling good out here in the streets, man.
Yes, we are. Indeed. It is
right.
Great to hear your voice.
You sounding mighty good over there. Thank you.
How are you? Yeah, no doubt. How are you feeling, brother?
Yeah, I'm feeling fantastic right about now.
Well,
I'm breathing.
That's
I've been
right.
listening to some awesome poetry.
Yes.
And I'm just chilling out. So, hey, I'm good right now. Believe me.
All right, that's what's up. That's what it's all about.
Indeed, that's great to hear. All right, Paul. I know you brought something wonderful for us to listen to tonight. How is your pen living? Are you ready to let us know through a poem?
I most definitely am. Thank you for the practice.
All right, you're so welcome. When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Time to Cry. Man, we are taught not to cry. Yet in light of our current plight, that's something I dare not even try. Not when I see and hear of how so many of us, by us, die. It is abhorrent how the police are doing us today. But what's even worse is how we are killing one another. Murdering another sister or brother. Killing someone else's innocent child or grandmother. Unchecked and uncontrolled, misguided anger and emotions and lack of control are at a dangerously destructive high. As we sit nonchalantly and wait for and expect another innocent of ours to die. And yet, a man ain't supposed to cry. How can you not cry if you have any compassion or love within? How can you not cry with this mess we are in? And it paints this horrific picture where we cannot possibly win. Seems that way because of the mindset we have adapted to. We shall never be united again until and unless we can get past the psychological conditioning we have been subjected to for years and years. I find it impossible to not shed any tears when at any given moment to insanity, I may lose someone I hold dear. Before we end up as an extinct species of man, with no recourse or other option than to unitedly stand. And once again, believe and begin supporting and loving our fellow black woman and man. And in the words of America's finest president, yes, we can. Now the question is, will we at least try? Or will we continue on our decline until the wealth known as the Nubian race stays stuck on stupid and we all die? That possibility alone to make a man cry. It has to start somewhere. So why not with you? Surely you have a suggestion or two. Things can't get any worse, so we have nothing to lose. Except maybe the oppressive foot off the necks of those who look like me and you. But this shall never happen until our love of self is true. We need to pray and ponder on what it is we need to do. And then unitedly go forward and do what God would have us to do. So yes. It is time to cry. Maybe tears for our present state will save us before we as a race self-destruct, lose our wings, therefore unable to soar anymore, and we just simply die. Poem.
All right, man. All right.
Mm. You know, that reminds me of when I was a kid, my grandmother would make us read specifically 2 Chronicles 7:14. And that poem reminds me so much of why that is important and how that might be important to, you know, that change that we are looking for and that we need. And I want to say that it's really important that we keep bringing pieces like this to the forefront of, you know, the things that our community are facing. We sometimes get caught up in our own personal ideologies and we forget the importance. So I thank you, Paul, for bringing that back to the forefront. This piece was heart-wrenching. It took me down a lot of different avenues, for real. This is amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate you, brother.
Indeed.
Word up.
I'm glad y'all had the platform because it was just bubbling in me. I had to spit tonight. I had no idea what I was going to spit. But apparently that's what our daddy decided I was to spit. And he has his reason as to where it's going to go and what it's going to do.
Yes, definitely resonated with me. And I'm sure every listening ear that can hear felt what you were trying to say. And I appreciate that. And you gave all the force behind it, too. For real. Oh, man. Well, Paul, divine inspiration, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Oh, absolutely. Every Sunday night at 9 p.m., we have the Inspiration Factory, where we praise God through poetry. We empower one another through poetry. We give testimonies. We pray for folk. Some folks say we just have choice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a profanity-free platform to just praise God in poetry. So come on through every Sunday night. 9 p.m., with the exception of the last Sunday of each month. That's 8 p.m., because that's Youth Sunday. So if you got some young folks that have something they want to get off their chest or to spit a piece, you got a place for them.
Oh,
that would be me.
I love that.
And when we rope them in, when we rope them back in, Dan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Alonzo.
All right.
All right, man.
Well, all right, divine inspiration, Paul Sampson. Thank you so much for coming through and blessing the mic and, you know, sharing that poem.
Appreciate
I definitely appreciate it. It resonated with me tonight for sure. I appreciate you.
One love, one mic. God bless you, too.
One love, one mic.
Thank you. God bless you, too. All right. Oh, my gosh. Whew. You know what? Now I see why the family calls him Pastor, because he's going to bring a word in any way that he brings his poetry, and he always rounds it back. It's so amazing. I love it. I love it. I really love his energy. All right. Okay, King, how are you holding up over there?
Oh, I'm good money out in these streets always.
Oh, okay. I hear that.
You know how I do. Full moon energy on deck. You know what I'm saying? What else is there to expect?
So true. All right. So are you ready to bring in our next caller?
Sure indeed.
All right. Oh, it looks like we have next up on the mic none other than Epiphany's own superstar, Mojave. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Mojave. How are you tonight?
Greetings, King and Queens. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Chilling. Through paying my respects.
We appreciate it. It's great to hear your voice. How are you holding up? How's everything going?
You know, it's a little busy around these parts because of all the things that are going on this week and next. And got even more news. Like, it's just crazy right now. So I'm doing poetry as a release right now. I need the release.
Oh, yes. Indeed. You got to have that release. Oh, we're glad to be able to be here in order for you to share that with us. Share that release with us. We appreciate you bringing it to the mic. Well, we are going to get out of the way and let you get that off your chest when you're ready. Mic is yours.
All right. So since we're being deep and introspective, I'm going to just try this out. Tell me if this is too loud. today. Today I set the intention to embrace the joy of family. Last night, I spent time with my sister. She is not my real sister. She was married to my oldest brother. His name was Lawrence. He was a hero. A military veteran that saw every conflict and many that had not even reached the news. I met her when I was 7. She married my brother. She was white, not unfamiliar. She danced with me. I was so small, half her size, held onto her by her 2 index fingers. We spun, we dipped, and she laughed and smiled through all of it. She was amazing in so many ways. She seemed to be a balance to my brother. She bore him 5 children, each one equal parts of the both of them. They all call me Uncle Mo. They all give the same love. She is the plug and we connect. We have amazing heart-to-hearts, and she decided to come see about her family, hopping on a flight from MC. She has never not been in my heart, and last night I saw her after not seeing her for several years. She had remarried, told me story funny. She never said dude's first name. She went to see my mom. Spent time with both of my brother's charms, lunched and drove to me in a few hours. We go to a hot-butt Korean barbecue spot that's less than a mile from my house. We get plied to pay the more expensive price, but she kept saying it was nice. She went to someplace quiet, but it was loud, and we sat next to each other as we placed our different accoutrements on grills and hot pots. We exchanged the ketchup like ketchup, and I went from being a little boy to a big man. My 5'10", shouted on her 5'2". She told me of her pending divorce, the trouble of my nephew, how my famous nephew stopped playing music and started selling shoes, Jordan 1s to be exact, how a brother became an oyster farmer, how my great niece is an incredible artist doing incredibly well in school. So much love, so much good food. She shared how my brother died of an enlarged heart, and I never knew that, how 24 years in the Marine Corps missed that. And she said you would need an ultrasound for your heart. And I wondered if they had caught it, would he still be here now? I am now down 2 brothers, and I can't afford to lose anymore. My brother has heart issues now, and I'm wondering if it's hereditary. But that was the bad news. And then she tells me how she fell in love with my brother, the love story, the good news, how he winked at her in class, put letters into a locker, and she still hasn't to this day. A tear came to my eyes. My whole body smiled as she told me that they went through so much and there was bad times, but she wasn't going to discuss. And maybe it will put my brother in a bad light. And maybe it would make me think twice about her. I wouldn't care. I was about to share the love. We sat and talked, and then we came back home and she asked me I needed more prayer for her prayer list. We talked. But she had to go because she was cold, and I told her that I would make an appearance on Saturday, completely tossing out any plans that I had. Time moves fast, but for love, so slow. I remember my first time meeting her, and it means so much to me. Today, I set the intention to embrace the joy of family.
Oh man.
Yes. Oh man.
Nice piece, brother. Nice piece. You know what I'm saying?
It really was.
Yeah. You always got a way of expressing it out, man.
Right. Yeah. For me it's like the the gravity of each individual nuance in the experience between you and your sister, and how much each thing meant more than it seemed. There was so much weight in each of those things, even though you colored them as a you know, you're sitting there together and you're enjoying this moment, but there was so much more in that experience that you painted, those undertones. I really enjoyed this piece. I really did. You really painted it really well. I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Always appreciate you, bro. Always, man.
Mhm. Yeah. Oh, Mojave, thank you so much for bringing that to us tonight. But before we let you go,
because I know you probably have your hands in a bunch of things. I do want you to tell us what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe, if you would like to elaborate on the greater evolution of Mojave. That would be amazing.
Of course. Put my music on in the background. Real quick. On Tuesday night, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship, or For Real Entertainment Network, we present to you Fly Speak. And in Fly Speak, we are featuring Deep Thought, the lyricist, world travel, Debbie Penn, a man of many words. And he's going to bring those words over here to the Epiphany Radio Universe to share with us here on Fly Speak Open Mic, where we let you do what you like. Bring out your words as far as that new style of speech. Fly Speak to be exact. Here, Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go for poems have never been before. So yeah, that's what we're doing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Right. That tagline, that tagline. You have to coin that. Volto, no poem has gone before. I see what you did there, sir. All right. Well, we'll have you.
Bring it loud.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate you so much. We're definitely going to be tuning in tomorrow night.
Indeed.
For Plus, and we look forward to see what else you have going on when you're more up to talk about that. But for now, stay tuned and listen to the rest of the show. We appreciate you. One love, one mic.
No doubt. One love, one mic, brother. I think after that nice piece, we should break into a song. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been playing some nice jams and like, you know what I'm saying, just opening up the field of under this full moon energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing a beautiful job tonight with that.
I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. All right, I'll play another song. See what's going on. Stand by 1 second.
Come, you got real love for me. Stay away if you got games and tricks for me. I want a man that means everything he says, and not a boy full of we
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. I do want to remind everybody really quickly, if you're listening online and you'd like to take the mic with us tonight, the dialer number is 319-527-6300, and you have about 13 minutes to get in before the Blog Talk Radio cut you off. If you'd like to take the mic, be sure to reach out and make sure that you hit that one so you can be heard. All right, King.
I know that's right.
Are you ready to take our next caller? Because you got to get ready for our next caller.
You get ready. I don't want the next caller. You know what I mean?
You don't want
I think you should just, just hang up on them. You know what I mean?
You better why not. Be you better not treat.
Why be average when you could be raw? Yo, let's put
and
the
he is
on that. Huh?
The rawest of us. I was saying the rawest of us all is on the mic. So let's open up the mic and hear from our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Larry, Larry.
Queen, but Joe, Queen, King, Queen, Sherry,
what's going on, boy?
Boy, he must have been that King been dipping in the ENJ. I'm saying,
not the easy Jesus.
You know I was coming off that vibe with Poetic earlier, so you know, hey man,
Baby, I was thinking about that, man. You know, y'all station manager got some, I think he got a condition, split personality of a disorder, you know. Y'all be cracking me up, man. Y'all going to stop playing with me over here. Hey, no, but I've been loving it, man. Y'all got me laughing over here. I'm trying to be serious about myself and life and my pen. I just heard from Pastor Paulie. He's bending people over in his pieces. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Yeah,
it
man.
Is. All
definitely.
Right. Well, indeed. Well, I know that you brought a piece in for us to hear because, you know, we know how your pen gets down. So let your pen speak tonight. Let us know how he's living.
All right. I'll try my best to do this day. The piece that I brought is titled Loose Leaf Sheets, Loose Leaf. If you're ready.
Oh, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Loose Leaf Sheets full of pain. Loose Leaf Sheets. Full of pain. To those who ever felt it, to those men who felt it. Whoever fell to it, its harshness, the tremendous hardships, this thing that drains you, takes you away from the world, it restrains you, leaves you handcuffed to yourself, arresting you, isolates, then detains you. This thing is painful, so when you can push through, take what's on your mind and what's been holding you. Apply those thoughts on lines. Apply those thoughts on the lines, on them blank sheets that lie before you. Loose leaf, heat, if it leaves, its release will lead you. It's the cure to. So when you feel like it's killing you, the thoughts of that old flame and how that asshole left you, be the pen and grab poetry's hand and let it move you. Allow it to glide across them lines, expressing what binds you on these sheets, loose leaf sheets. Fuck the pain, it doesn't define you. But pain is a hell of a thing in how it's allowed to motivate you. It can push you further or it can destroy you. It can move you forward to something that is so beautiful, or can leave you. When shit all around me became polluted, stained, ugly, destructive, deconstructed, poetry became my cure, my muse, that open door, that window to a world so beautiful. I don't want to be stuck in life's rear view. When I write, it drives me beautiful. I move on crews, down highways, byways, down streets and avenues. My pen creates things beautiful. It takes me down creeks and streams and oceans too. My pen makes things beautiful. Beautiful. Did I say beautiful? Beautiful. I write the script and poetry does what it do. It lifts me high above cliffs through sandstorms and dunes. Shit, poetry has taken me to the moon when I imagined it, then wrote about it. When I sit back and I think about this ink poetry has given voice to, too many muted voices. Beautiful. Rewind that. When I sit back and think about this ink poetry has given voice to, too many muted voices. Beautiful. When I sit down to write this piece, when I sat down to write this piece, I thank God for introducing me to poetry. See, I bleed poetry. Poetry is me. I swear that I see poetry visibly all around me. Poetry gave birth to me. I smell it. I can taste it. I feel it. It fills me spiritually, rejuvenates me. My pen is a living thing. To God be the glory, my testimony. Or when I was losing my mind and to numb the pain, I got hooked on you. To numb the pain, I got hooked getting high. I got hooked on getting high. I drank, I dipped and dabbed, and I smoked after work and on Sundays after church, because I wasn't in control. But I was trying to find God. But the weed left me blind. I was twisted all the time. I could no longer seek nor find. But I, down on my face, I was broke, knowing full well that one day, I would break. And I surrendered to the Most High. He was there for me when I wasn't for myself. And I wrote about it. I wrote about it. I wrote about it. My pen would ink poems about it. It bled on loose leaf sheets. These loose leaf sheets lay scattered. The inner parts of me on those loose leaf sheets, they laid scattered. Those inner parts of me, Lord, I wonder sometimes, do you honestly see me or hear me? My cries through poetry, line by line by line, life is like this. Life is like loose leaf sheets full of pain. With the inner me is written down, but poetry makes me feel like God when I create poetry. You ask me why I chose poetry. I didn't. Poetry chose me. Beautiful. Did I say beautiful? Loose leaf sheets. where I leave the pieces of me through poetry, loose leaf sheets. Now watch my pen bleed. For real.
For real, the mic dropper.
That's a mic dropper.
Yo, that was definitely sky high, man. Under all this full moon energy and all that.
That's it. That's it for the mic. That's the last one of the night, and everything that needed to be said on the topic, you said it. That was so dope. You took us on a journey, and in the beginning, it felt like it was talking to someone else, but then when you brought it back to your own testimony and how you use your own experience to write through it, it was just such a beautiful evolution. I love that piece so much. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Queen.
You're so welcome.
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
That's what it's about.
Just got to let that breathe for a minute. Oh, okay. All right. Can't say nothing more after that. We were going to read another piece, but you know what? Everything that needs to be said has been said. We're going to close
right
out the poetic part of the show with the boss man bringing and doing what he does best. But before we let you go, do you want to let us know, are we in retirement or are we going to see you somewhere around on a mic somewhere? No pressure.
You know, it's like, you know, CG, you and Van, y'all been hanging out too much. supposedly, I had retired months ago. And but I seem to keep falling in and out of it. It's like, you know, you'll see, you know.
Yeah.
You might
make a
special appearance. Somebody. Yeah. Don't make me sick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Van. Van, I know you're listening. Yeah, he'll book me. He'll book me another date. One day on a Monday, y'all. Yeah, for those listeners, one day on a Monday, most likely, there'll be a return of the Soul Cafe once again for the last time,
okay,
for the next time. Yeah, whatever. Whatever y'all. Y'all make me sick. That's all I got to say about it.
They pulled you out of retirement more than Jay-Z and Michael Jordan combined, but it's okay because we love to hear you. And if you have not stopped by for Pick Up Your Pen, and you haven't stopped by the Raw Links page, you are missing out in both ways. You have to see this man. He is the plug for poetic prompts on the go to push you out of your comfort zone on those Monday nights that he comes through. And Raw Links is always popping on Facebook and Instagram. So,
whether you come
out of retirement or you just relax in your glory days, we appreciate you for coming through tonight, nonetheless.
Thank you. That's funny. Thanks. You cracking me up. Yeah, I'll be back. One of these Mondays. Hey, but look, y'all holding it down. Y'all got Monday on lock, and I'm loving the vibe. I'm for real. Let me say what Van said. I would say it's a beautiful night for some poetry up in here.
Indeed.
And y'all got the vibe is set just right here in the Kings and Queens quarters, and I love it, man. Love you guys. Keep on doing what you're doing. It's your baby. Shout out, I won't stop.
Baby. One love, one mic.
Baby.
One love, one mic. Fuck, man. Oh man, I love it. I absolutely love it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our CEO, our benevolent benefactor, author Larry Maddux, aka For Real the Poet, the founder of Raw Links. Check him out for sure. I just wanna I just wanna let you guys know that, you know, I wanna thank everybody that came by, whether you were listening in, and especially if you took the time and the energy and the courage to share with us tonight. I just wanna personally thank you. And anyone listening online, if you don't have the courage tonight, we're here almost every Monday night. Step up to the mic. We won't bite, I promise. Okay.
Yeah, I wanna throw things out there to the world, you know what I'm saying? stay tuned every Monday, you know what I'm saying, on Epiphany, King and Queen's Quarters, myself and Queen Simmons. But before we get into the Epiphany Factor, stay tuned on Let's Talk every Monday night, 7:30. Myself, King Atterbury, along with Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, Poetry Corner East Side Connection. You know what I'm saying? Tuesdays, Poetry Corner, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Thursdays, Poetry Corner, West Side Connection. Every other Thursday, we have King's Pop-Up. Stay tuned or be doomed. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Stay tuned or be doomed. I hear that. All right. As usual, thank you guys so much for joining us, and make sure that you tune in Monday night for King and Queen's Quarters or the Soul Cafe. And every other night, make sure that you pick up that phone and just tune into Epiphany Radio Universe for one of our great shows every night of the week. And with that being said, I want to just wish everybody a great Blood Beaver Moon tonight. 4:44 is the time. If you're on the East Coast, you'll be able to check out the full Blood Moon eclipse that's going to be going
on. That's right. Yeah. Keep yourself
Embrace
still.
It.
Take it all in. Find yourself a better friend.
I love that. Put that in a poem. That's a line right there. That's a line. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. And one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I just took my socks off at Epiphany Radio.